Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, 20 Day Fiancé.
Hello. Are you in a situation where you need to explain why your house smells a certain way, or your eyes are a little red, or maybe you're kind of wobbly? What's going on there? Well, I have a book of all kinds of excuses you can use, like from I have allergies to I just got LASIK to explain your appearance, or maybe you say, oh, I'm cooking a very, I'm actually rendering herbs for a very rarely known dish. You'll see later. All of these kinds of things can say, oh, that's not meat. That's this other thing. My eyes aren't like that. It's this other thing. Look, I have
a thousand.
It's
one of the excuses you'll see later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Continue.
What? Why am I on trial right now? I'm just trying to sell my book. Okay. Just so you know.
Just needed to know.
Okay, fine. You'll see later.
I'm still gonna buy the service.
It works. You'd be surprised. You think that's a weak ass excuse? How many of y'all have fell for? You'll see later. I'm just saying. That's maybe more of a mirror.
What's the name of
me?
What's the name of the business?
A 1001 Explanations by yours truly, Sophia Alexandra.
Wow, it's really an honor. I could tell you how honored I would be, but I couldn't, literally, because of how delighted I was with an introduction. Hello. Do you ever have to explain why your house smells a certain way?
Yep.
Or your eyes look like they got styes?
Yeah.
Because you live in a poop castle. And it has caught up with you. Well, guess what?
Fucking poop castle. Just
call us. Our slogan is, we will Princess Peach your poop castle. By that, we mean we will make your house smell like delicious tropical fruits, not like your own feces. Don't ask us how we started this business or when we realized that the need was so high. The important thing you need to know is this service is a lot more affordable than you may think. Intrigued? Text POOPIES 255541 to be put in touch with our customer service representatives. I will be honest, all of the people at my company are me, and I am Miles Gray.
Can I just ask you one thing? Your phone number's 55541.
That's just where you text. It's not okay. A phone number.
Oh, okay. Okay. God. You're right. Okay. That no, that passed cross examination. And welcome to this podcast, 420 Day Fiance.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiance. Period. I'm not even going to mention the other iterations because they are not applicable.
No, they're not. Irrelevant. What is this? Do you know anything? Any episode information?
Nah, it's, you know, it's in the, out in the world.
Fuck.
It is current. It's what I know.
The one I know is that it's just current. Okay. That's all you got. Which one? Currently. Okay.
It's the one from recent.
Season 9, episode 9.
Episode recent.
Episode recency. Do you have the decency to remember the title?
Recent pieces.
It is. Do you know? Do you remember this has a food pun?
Oh, give me what kind of food?
Honey.
Like what category?
It's honey. It's the title's poison in the honey. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not really. I was gonna guess that.
I don't even know.
I was gonna try to do like a biscuits thing for some reason, like honey butter biscuits. But I don't know.
Oh, like or like, you got the wrong one, honey.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with a buzzy couple, Bilal and Shida. So she wants to, his kids are over. He has the kids this weekend, so they can do family stuff. And she wants to show Bilal that she is ready for motherhood and is cooking with Zaina. And, you know, and she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to show you how to cook some stuff. We'll do some chicken real quick. Here, I defrosted this chicken. Now, I just want you to take this chicken.
This got real weird real fast.
And you're going to put it under the water. And you're going to scrub the shit so fucking hard and violently. Like your lady parts. And then when it's fresh, we call that fresh. Then when it smells fresh, we'll cook it. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. What was the other part about?
I'm so afraid for her vagina.
Uh-huh.
What is she doing up on there? Oof. She's just coming in there, pounding it out like veal with a mallet. Like, power what is washing. Happening?
I guess people have all... It's weird how some people, if you don't have an example of how to do like the most basic things, people end up doing weird shit. And I don't know if that's the case, but I've heard of weird people who like take dumps in the weirdest ways that I never heard of.
What do you mean? What, like just backwards? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like the cool youth minister.
Someone said that like they used to sit like that until they were like 10 when they like went into a sleepover and someone walked in and they didn't know what they were doing.
Wait, are you serious? Yeah. I was just fucking around.
No, not even that. Didn't you? What about the guy who like thought you had to catch shit in your hand before you take a dump?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that Reddit thread where like a guy also just like never wiped his ass because he thought that it was gay. And his girlfriend kept being like, dude, like it's there's shit in your underwear all the time and it smells super bad. And can you wash your ass? And he's like, no, that's gay. And she's like, am I the asshole? It's like, no, girl, you need to leave him for a man that washes his ass, like hand wipes it. I just don't know what to say.
All right. But
so like maybe you're the first conversation that you have when you're bonding with your like stepdaughter isn't like you should become incredibly you violent just say, and just go 187 on your motherfucking labia.
So you want to act like you're jumping your genitals into a gang.
For
just
real.
Catch them by the train track. Like, what's up, the heart? And then
she
you know
you're
clean.
She takes the chicken out. She's like, let's make it a Trinidadian dish. Blood in, blood out. Zane
Wait,
is
what?
Like,
what? Here, roll this dice. Wait, huh? So this is not the bonding that maybe Zaina was expecting. But again, you know, Shida is trying really hard to connect. So first she's kind of like, you know, what's it like, you know, with your dad? You know, let's clean up this sink because you know how your dad, he's kind of an OCD type. And she's like, yup. And they sort of bond over that. She kind of talks about how he's just kind of like, what's going on here? Blah, 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 blah. So she loves that they're getting along. But she says, I don't like that they call me by my first name. I don't want that.
Again, trying to fast track. And you know what? This is the first time we've seen someone mommify.
Mm-hmm.
Like, try to mommify aggressively.
Right.
Usually, it's women making their children call these new partners that are not going to stick around dad, and thus dadifying. This is a very interesting cast of mommification.
Yeah. She is getting out of the sarcophagus.
It's the return of the mommy.
Yeah. The mom, she's in the minivan sarcophagus, because of the mommification process, has been wrapped and embalmed. And
call
ready.
Her Brandon Fraser, because...
Thank you. Oh, I love Brendan Fraser. Yeah. Shout out him. But yeah, she brings this up. She's like, yeah, so, you know, like, maybe you can call me, I don't know, Umi. Now, I know it means mom. I know that means mom. I know it could mean mom. I know it does mean mom for a lot of people. But you know where I'm from. If it's just like an adult, like homie, that's like kind of the same thing. Like, you know, just out of respect. So, you know, and Zayna is clearly not feeling it. And it's like, oh, you know, just think about it. Just think about it. Just think about it. You know, like at your face.
Zayna's whole face was like, how about we start with ma'am and then go from there?
Yeah. How about we start with what were you talking about back at the sink about washing your lady parts? Let's start
Can
there.
Can we go back to that pussy combo real quick?
How?
You traumatized me. I hope you know that for the rest of my life.
So... You know, the other thing is Zayna's like, we call our stepdad by his first name. So doesn't necessarily mean we're going to start calling her Umi. And again, you're like, Shida, don't the mommification process. Look, I know.
You're rushing it.
You want to just hop in that sarcophagus, but you have not been mommified yet. So you will just end up, it'll be very uncomfortable in there. And also, you should know, kids from split up houses, you think they're just going to call the next partner mommy or daddy off the
good fucking luck if that's... I even acknowledge you for the first 3 years you date my mother. Right. You will be fucking lucky, because the entire right. time I just have my eye on you being like, yeah,
right,
are you treating her fucking well? Because if not, I will end you.
Right. It's wild.
You did not survive the Soviet Union
with her.
My lack of father for you to come in here and fuck her up.
That's what these new people don't know. Trying to get with a split up parent is like, you usually, if you don't, you know, if you don't have a terrible relationship with the other parent, you treat that other parent like you're in a fucking gang. You're like, you think I'm a I will never wear those colors ever, ever in my life. Till I die. You know what I mean? It's sort of your attitude. So again, good luck. Good luck. Just be fine. Just, you know, be fine with them. Let them get to know you. You can't just pull up, be like, hi, I don't like to play with y'all, and I'm your mom.
That is a transparency bonus, though.
Yeah. What you see is what you get. So we'll see.
I feel like she's just rushing really, really hard. And maybe because he made her feel so fucking insecure from the rip,
mm-hmm.
that she's just trying to lock it down to feel more secure. But it's like, you don't even know that you want to be with him. He sucks. And you guys fight all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also he sucks. So,
yeah. So then they go out for a little family day. They want to get out of the house. They want to have some fun as a family. And on the way to family fun, Shida. Again, I'm sorry, Shida. You are so bad at playing anything low. Like, you can't do anything. Like, you're so... You know what? Honestly, we call that a transparency bonus. Because on the car ride to hanging out with his kids, who you so badly want to prove, like, oh, and I want to be a mother to them. You're like, oh, man. Huh. If I'd only known we were going out, you know, then we could have done some, like, wedding stuff, shopping, I guess. I don't know. To be married. What do you think? That needs to happen soon, huh? What do you say, Bilal?
She literally goes, oh, well, I mean, we're in the perfect area for buying wedding decorations and other wedding stuff. So I feel like we should just like probably stop over.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest fucking response when the kids are also in the car.
Yeah. I think he clearly didn't want to talk about the marriage in front of his kids, especially.
Yeah,
when,
but you could do a thing where you're like, oh, I'd love to talk to you about that later on tonight. Right. It's just like, I'm going to let the uncomfortable silence drown all of us.
Right. Yeah. So they get to, well, the other thing is he said he wants a prenup. So everything is kind of like, you know, it's that's really the thing that's in the back of his mind is, well, I hesitate because honestly, I still need to tell her I want a fucking prenup. Okay. And they pull up for family fun day at, they just pull up on some, to some bird schooners, basically. Shout out to the PAs that had to like track them all down and then drag them over there and be like, okay, here's four bird scooters. It's kind of hard to like walk with them because the brake is on. So, all right, here they do some bird scootering. First of all, I like how Shida is gooned up with her Tims on. I was like, oh shit. Okay. Untied on a bird scooter looked a little
bit. She was asking for trouble.
My inner mother was like, it looks so dangerous, you idiot, which is probably what my mom would have said. And lo and behold, she's not really used to the scooter. She's trying to have fun. She's kind of having trouble with it. But that's really beside the point. It's just like more to facilitate a moment for them to sit on a park bench and have another argument that goes nowhere.
I feel like it's, I hated him from the very beginning, but I hate him more and more with each passing day because he's always testing her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even this wasn't just the family outing. It was him being like, well, she's normally like too negative and too afraid to try new stuff. And she doesn't like whatever. Let's see how she does if I put her on a scooter. Like,
right.
Why are you trying to like be like, oh, well, this isn't working. Maybe if it's on two wheels. What is wrong with you?
But I was just saying, when she's on the scooter, like, show her the handbrake. It looked like they set her off and she just had her hand on the side. I'm like, did you tell her about the brake too? And just sort of like, get going a little bit. But anyway, that's just me trying to be a teacher. You know,
I was just mad because that kind of shit is dangerous. You know how many people break shit on scooters?
Oh, yeah. My friend used to lead Segway tours in Golden Gate Park. And he said there are so many people would get ankle injuries and shit on Segways because they fucking they just don't know what they're doing sometimes and get
And that's
fucking
a Segway
wrecked.
And not a scooter.
And that's just more, I mean, that's just more powerful.
It's just so fucking dangerous. And the fact that you were testing her to be like, well, let's see what she does. If she doesn't. She's no good on two wheels. I'm going to return her for mm-hmm. her better model.
Right.
Fucking hate him. Oh, and the God. Kids then had to awkwardly like scooter away so mm-hmm. they could fight on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. he laughed at her with them when she almost fell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so not only are you testing her, you're also laughing at her for trying. You're mm-hmm. such a dick. I hate that guy.
All right.
And then he tries to be like, well, being clean or unclean is an absolute truth, okay? It's not an opinion-based thing. So basically, you know, and then she just tries to say a couple times, you're not always right, and then just interrupts her over and over again. And then she's like, okay, I need some me time. And I was like, after that, I need some me time. Fuck. That dude really, I mean.
He really just took off on that scooter and left her alone by herself. Fucking left her ass. He's like, oh yeah, well, really? I mean, like we said, but they're still together. I'll see. We'll see where this thing goes. All right, next. Jabri.
It's insufferable. Oh, yes.
Jabri and Miona?
Yes.
Our favorites? So yeah, we pick up where we left off, which is they are scrapping. Or whatever, they're play fighting. And poor Brandy is caught in this mess of these two dudes just like being like, what the fuck did you say? Shut the fuck up, man. I'm fucking serious. And Space Trash is also out here not really breaking it up. You know what I mean? Like, it was really weird. He's also had a 12-string guitar in his hands. Obviously not the instrument of peacemakers or keepers. But... that's why maybe he was more reluctant. But then eventually, like, they break it up, and Jabri goes to the bathroom to cool out. And then he comes back and he's like, man, let's stop talking shit, man. Let's work, man. Like, he's really, like, it's some fucking, it almost felt like he, in his mind, this was like the scene in like the feature film about the band where like it was like a turning point. And he went to the bathroom, collected himself, came back. Was like, let's put that aside, man. Let's fucking work, okay?
It was so lame because then you get to hear the song that they're putting together and they're like, no, man, we got to make it work for the band, mm-hmm. okay? Because we got the art to make and the art beats all, man. We can't leave the world without this music. Ready? Right. Brandy, hit it. And like, Brandy is obviously the best part, but Jesus, that's what they were like getting high key excited to do. They're like, man, we're embarrassing ourselves in front of this engineer that looks like he essentially was at UCB for 15 years.
Oh shit, don't say that about me. Yeah, he's definitely Herald team material.
Oh yeah, for sure. Main stage.
For sure. Yeah. Main stizzy.
That's main stage white, as I like to call it.
Yeah, Franklin Theater White.
Yeah, we're talking not the sunset. Big room. Not the Cavern of Sunset shit that you do not get your parking validated for performing at.
No.
Not that I would know as a performer that has done stand-up.
Don't go
there.
In on them. Don't go in on that place that I gave my money to.
I will absolutely go in.
Okay. So
that's clear.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like UCB feels like crypto for comedians. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Is that a tweet?
Yes. Tweet that immediately.
Yeah, so just so you know, that was me.
Just so you know, when you tweet it, I will retweet it.
Okay. Fantastic.
That's a promise.
So let's see. Where were we?
We're here to focus.
We're here to focus.
And Brandy's annoyed. And Brandy's the only person that I like in this entire like storyline.
Right.
Because she's like, I don't really appreciate this energy right now of like the two of them having the most hilarious looking fight mm-hmm. in the studio in front of like UCB Sam or whatever.
Oh my God.
And then, basically, we then find out that Brandy is friends with Miona. Mm-hmm. But they like hang out when the guys do whatever it is they do, I guess, slap each other in the dick while making out. And then they go wedding dress shopping. She's still, you know, wearing her customary blackface that matches Brandy's almost exactly. Brandy's actual skin color almost exactly.
It was poor Brandy. I'm like, damn, you got to hang out with Miona. You got to break up a fight with space trash for these two other fucking losers. And you had fucking bars in the first episode. The funniest thing was how low energy Brandy did her verse, because like that's kind of the vibe of the song. Got to do low energy wrong. Like that's so when they're like just recording and there's you don't hear shit except for her on the booth. And she's like, gonna get that. Gonna get jets. Gonna get drunk. Gonna get wet. But it, like just some shit like that, and they're like, "Oh my god!"
What? Like, oh. Brandy, you done did it on them.
They're like, "We're back, we're fucking back, man!" Like,
she's like, "I'm in the store. I want more." I said, "Who? What? I'm sorry. Oh, can I start over? I only came up with two rhymes for that."
Yeah, yeah, like. Gonna have sex, gonna go down, drive Mercedes Benz, here is Dacho. Yo, what's up, I'm Dacho, and I give this rhyme like this, okay, I'm out.
He comes in and he's like, Serbian for rhythm.
Oh my god, that shit was so foul, man, like space trash. The song was entirely a produced, like, MIDI, like, synthesized, non-live recorded instrumental. This was a track that was already made that basically all you're doing is mixing these vocals onto your instrumental and your Pro Tools or whatever. So I don't know why the fuck you have a guitar.
Because I live in a house. I have a mouse.
I'm sorry, I can't get over that guitar. I can't get over that fucking guitar.
Move that rhythm, Serbian.
Fucking Dacho is a phoning it in. Y'all don't realize this motherfucker is the puppet master. He putting these other talented motherfuckers together just for his little old ass to be like, and now this is my bridge bar where I say something that doesn't require talent, my man.
DJ Ronald is my collaborator. We produce in the kill room.
Like, you know what I mean? That's what it feels like. Even with the trucking, right? He's the one running the shit. Oh, you should be a trucker for me. You should be in my group. You should be with my twin sister. You know what I mean? These are
dance,
all things.
Dance, puppets, dance.
He's Geppetto, man. They need to see this. They're actually called Serbian Pinocchio. Okay? What they need to do is fucking realize what's happening with them. I don't trust him. I don't trust Dobby.
No one with hair like that can be trusted.
Yeah. No, no.
You know what I mean? Like that Maroon 5 hair. Like, nope.
Yeah. No.
There's a suspicious whole back tattoo and front tattoos that's going to make you upset.
You think it's tatted?
Definitely. I'm just saying that's hair that you can't trust for multiple reasons. One of which would be that you will look like a sixth grader's idea.
I feel like he's the kind of dude who's like, I would never get tattoos because my mom said she would never want me to get tattoos. And I love my mother. You know what I mean? I respect women. I also don't wear condoms. You feel me? So, like, that's
kind of
my vibe.
I don't believe in parental support. It just seems like
that's how he moves. If he doesn't have tattoos, it's like because of some weird shit. Like, he runs game with that line. And you're like, just so you know, I'm Dacho, okay?
When you get that many follicles and they're that smooth and shiny and straight like that, you're going to be a bad man.
You a bad man. So then, like, after, I don't know, they do this, like, Jabri comes in. He's just so into it. He does a low energy verse, too. His head's about to snap off. He's feeling it so hard. And also, don't trust anyone who has luggage on their body when they are recording vocals. Just please take it a little bit seriously.
I want to feel as heavy as possible while I create.
Right.
As uncomfortable and cumbersome with this stuff as I can be.
He is so encumbered, but he lets you know he knows how to fucking accessorize. And then they listen back to it. They're like, we're fucking back, y'all. And Jabri apologizes. He's like, hey, I just want to be real. I just feel like I really gave up the band, you know, for Miona, and I don't really know what to do. You know, I just don't know what the future is going to be, you know, like with her, if it was the right decision. Everyone's like, yeah, no shit, dude.
I have to say, though. I don't even know where to start with this, but I guess if I had to start with somewhere, I would say that Jabri is a really weak person. He's a born follower.
Yeah.
And he like met Miona and she runs shit. Before Miona, it was David. So of course David's mad. He now doesn't get to run Jabri because now someone else is being him. So it's not really, and also has pussy and he cannot compete with that. But Jabri's so easily influenced. I don't think he doesn't know what he wants, and he also doesn't have enough like convictions to be honest with like anybody in his life.
Yeah.
So he's just gonna go along with whatever the current that first pulls him is. And it's
he is like such a pleaser. You know what I mean? Which gets him in trouble. Like, which is wild. So what happens, like, you know, in this session, they're just like, yeah, maybe you need to be with someone else. I don't know. It's like, yeah, no shit. He needs to be with, if he's going to be with somebody, that would be good for him. It's another fucking, you know, Black Eyed Peas wannabe person. Like, that's who he needs to be with. And, like, they can make SoundCloud music all day and do that shit. Because right now he's like in a different, like, does Space Trash have a sister?
Probably, you know, yeah.
What the fuck? That's Miona's not the
sister
thing.
Slash wife, I'm sure.
So we'll hear more from him. But before that, we see Miona and she goes wedding dress shopping in Chicago because she's like, I'm not going to Rapid City. Like, I'm going to do this in a big city. Brandy shows up to be, you know, her support because she's like, no, basically all alone. And, you know, they're just kind of talking about, you know, she's talking about how she's adjusting. I'm just like, I can't take her seriously at all. I'm like, they both. Like, what's wild is I think Jabri is attracted to like white people who want to be black. You know what I mean? Like his best friend David.
It's a whole flagrant.
Fucking Miona is in blackface. And I like when I look at it all, I'm like, this is fucking wild.
It really paints a whole ass picture, doesn't it?
It does my head in.
But I feel like I also understand like the things that touch on it, which is like, so the weak thing about him also intersects with the idea of like, oh, I don't want to leave Rapid City.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he's like pretty afraid,
right,
of getting out, and he really clings to identifying himself with this place that he grew up in, which is why he's like, I'm gonna wear this cowboy hat even though that looks insane, right. You know, shit like that. And I feel like, you know, between that and his fear to just make his decisions on his own outside of like attaching himself to somebody else, I'm like, if he didn't have the band and he didn't have Miona, I think he would spin the fuck out.
Yeah, or he would probably just kind of, I think he would just reflect back whatever the environment he's in, you know? Like, I'm sure he'd be fine. He would probably just end up doing, like, whatever the dudes in his high school end up doing when they stay in town, you know? Like, that kind of thing. But, you know, David took, like, I mean, this guy learned Serbian and shit. You know, he has, like, He clearly has the capacity for a lot. But yeah, it's such a visual fucking puzzle. And then, when she was talking at the dress shop, she's like, Brandy brings up, like, she was like, oh, how was Jabri with David? Miona's asking. She's like, oh, you know, he said some stuff and they figured it out.
Did he stand up for me or whatever? I guess. I would say that your dress is like super nice.
No.
And like the Brandy, way you overline your lips, Brandy, is like in no way offensive. I'm saying. I'm happy to be in your wedding party, even though no one in my community will speak to me any longer.
Oh my god. Just kidding. Gosh.
She's Jabri's cousin, we find out. How weird is that? I didn't know that.
I thought
Brandy's Jabri's cousin.
Oh, I thought he said, oh, when he said my cousin and my brandmate Brandy, I thought there was a cousin that was going to show.
Oh my God, you were so high.
Oh no.
That's a 420K bonus.
Oh shit. Yeah, I really did. I was like, where's the cousin at? Damn, Jabri's got a talented fan. Where's the fuck? Anyway, wow. Man, I don't like David. I don't like, he got these two like black people like making his group like pop. You know what I mean? I'm like, what is this? Who put this group together? What's really going on? How does this all work? Now I'm suspicious. I feel something interesting. Especially when he's like, I got this truck for you too, man. And I know he's trying to look out. I know he's trying to look out in like certain aspects, but the optics right now, because I'm looking at everybody sideways, Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now. So I'm sorry. Until we figure this out, y'all all gonna have to stay here tonight till I figure out what's going on.
Call me profile, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh.
Be looking sideways.
Meanwhile. Oh, I like how then when like Brandy and Miona are talking, the lady at the dress shop, Chris, is like, So you want him to stick up for you more? And it's like, where the fuck did you come from, fool? You were not a party to this conversation up until now. What the fuck?
Guess who wants a TV credit?
Oh, my God.
I honestly heard you were speaking about a personal matter that I may want to weigh in on. I am Carla, 5'8", green eyes, brown hair. Mm-hmm. I reside in Rapid City, but I am willing to travel. Okay. Anyway, how can I help you with your wedding dress?
You know, this is getting cut because this is reality. There's no such thing as like a U7 part and like all that. Just so you know, you probably looked at something on Google that said you might get paid more for talking. You're not
willing to do nudity.
Okay. Well, we're, oh, wait.
Wink.
Okay, well, we're TLC.
No, I mean that. I'm just winking because I'm sexy.
I get it. We're from TLC. Will you show your butt?
Oh, my God. Cool. It's already out.
Great. You can be on one of our Discovery Plus spinoffs called Butthole in Paradise.
I'm going to be a butthole in paradise?
Yep. And you're paired with another butthole looking for love.
Shut
up. Yeah, you're going to love
everything
it.
Everything I dreamed of.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Welcome to Butthole in Paradise on Discovery Plus. We're still working on the theme song. The Black Serbs are going to write it. It's going to be great. but yeah, they go to
reality TV, buttholes, Serbs. Serbian breakdown.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk, just to continue this. Damn, we go talking for a minute. We'll be right back. Okay.
20 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to the head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to your head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly.
Came up with
to
such
head.
A good rhyme right after you said Crisco, but then it was too late.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said I came up with such a good rhyme after you
I know,
said
I'm
Crisco,
sorry, what was
but
it?
Then
what
it was too late.
What was it?
It's
too late.
Oh, you want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
No, okay. Feel stupid because I'm building it up or whatever.
Okay, well, I'll just run the tape back because we have it on tape. The listeners, run it back. Okay, so the dinner date with Dacho and my best friend named Jibri. They go to their favorite Serbian restaurant. They need to have some rakia, some liquor, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, some like mm-hmm. local spirits to talk out their issues. And he's like, yo, man, here's the deal, bro. Like, I'm not even against y'all. You feel me? I'm for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to win. You know what I mean? Now, can you come work for my trucking company? He's kind of like Aziz Ansari.
I was going to say, that is not his voice at all. You really went like a whole way with it. But I like it. It was more of a character impression. Because
it is more like this, you know? Like, he feels like he's slick, you know? Like, you feel me? Do you feel me, Jabri? Like, I'm looking out for you, you know?
You feel me? 50 Cent doesn't know what a grapefruit is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and I don't know when a woman is sexually aroused. I'm sorry.
Holy shit. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Jibri. Like, I'm trying to look out for you, fam. Like, I want you to be one of my one of my drivers. And it would be dope for my trucking company, bro. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Basically, this is the thing. David does give him a little bit of wisdom here.
He's like, what does she bring to the relationship?
He does bring a little bit of wisdom, and he just said, and all it was, what is she bringing? You know? Yeah. I don't know what it is. He's like, okay, what does she bring? He's like, what does she inspire you, homie? Does she support you? Does she help you get creative? Does she support you? And he's like, you know, like the thing is, bro, it's like, no, none of those things. she actually doesn't understand at all that I'm a creative person. And it's, I don't know how to explain anything about myself to her. And then David is sort of like, you know, my boy, he's willing to give himself up for something that won't end up being good for him in the end. And that's true. It's like that much is clear. It's hard for him to say no to anybody. No. So, yeah.
Sorry, I agree, but I'm also really focused on making sure Munch doesn't bark again.
It's all right. You know, everyone will forgive you. You have a wonderful dog. There's an entire gang devoted to, you know, protecting
Munch
him.
Mob. Okay, you know he's lying down. He's good.
Okay, he's good.
Well, there's also a whole thing where he's like, yeah, I feel like, you know, she doesn't understand that I have to like when I have to be creative at 4 a.m., she's just like, come to bed. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all fine and dandy if we didn't know what the music, the Black Serbs sounded like. Like, if you're getting out of bed to write, like, a sonata, you know, or I don't know, you're, like, just a fucking, you know, you're not, like, out here Kendrick Lamar-ing it in the streets. Like.
Yeah. But you know what?
But I get it. Everyone deserves to create their art. And what is she going to do with him at 4 a.m.? She's asleep.
Yeah. My hippie side is like, man, just let him do his thing, man. Like, let him strike out if he needs to or whatever. Just figure out what the fuck you want to do. But yeah, it's
she's clinging to him a little too tight for somebody that's like, you definitely need him to make money so that you guys can get established as a couple.
Yeah.
So clinging to him this tight is certainly not going to get you out of Rapid City, because your plan the last time we asked was, quote, to start a makeup line, end quote.
Yeah.
And that is not a plan.
Then he's like, so what should I do? Should I get married? And not just so you know, like, all the vacations we went on, she demanded them to happen instantly, so we did them. And he's like, and I don't really care about that stuff, man. I just want to make music, man. So yeah, when he asked David what he should do, he's just like, nah, you shouldn't get married. So I agree.
I do like that Jabri's like in touch with himself enough to know that he's like, you know, without creativity, the other stuff that's like good about life, like sex or travel or whatever, isn't like enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that about themselves or what it is that they can't live without or what they need until like much later in life. So props for him knowing that. I mean, it's just about him mm-hmm. turning those thoughts into like action. Cause so far we have not really seen him stand up to Miona, but also she's not really done anything like outrageously, like, other than her face and body makeup. She's not done anything that would be like, oh, she really was like mean or shitty to Jabri or something, right? Like, we haven't seen that.
Nah, I mean, yeah, they're just bad for
like, yeah, they just don't, a bad match, but
they're
not.
Just a bad match. I don't know, unless I'm missing something. And aside from all the other apparent negatives we pointed out about her and him, all right, Kobe and Emily,
yes. This was so fucking boring. Why am I watching a grown-ass man ride a horse slowly?
Because they have nothing else to show.
Try to hold hands with Emily, who, again, I hate for no fucking reason, other than she's spoiled and whatever, and reminds me of Ari.
Oh, yeah. That 100, that's what I said at a certain, like,
when I saw the asking daddy for money conversation, I'm like, everything I thought about you is true.
My skin shot off, exploded off my body. It was so painful to watch and embarrassing.
Never in my life would I ever just sit across from my parents after living in their house, have like rent free and having them like give me free childcare and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Never would I sit across from them and say, well, I'm really worried about money. So.
You know.
That's not even asking. That's how little so you have to do. This is the most entitled white woman shit of all time.
It's just like entitled rich kid shit. You know, like
poor little rich girl.
Like doesn't live in a financial reality that other people do. Like, cause it really was it felt like such teenage shit. Like it was such teenager style shit. Like start off talking around the topic to see where your parents pick up with it. Like, you know, so like, we're just thinking about like, you know, like the future and like money and like a wedding and like, how do we afford that? Like, just keep doing that to see, like, are you going to fucking see where I'm going? Cause I don't know how to speak directly ever.
Cause I'm not an adult. So it's like, normally when I was a child, I'd just be like, so daddy, I really want to go to this really expensive concert this weekend. And you're waiting for the dots to be filled in with dollar signs by daddy. So he's like, oh, would you like me to pay for you to go, honey? And then you don't have to ask anything. You're like, oh my God, thank you, daddy. Right. I would love it.
Yeah.
So she was expecting this dude to come in and be like, Captain Save a Hoey Daughter. I don't know what that phrase would be in relation to her. I don't think she's hoey. I just was using.
No, just trying to enable her.
Save a daughter.
Financial illiteracy.
It just doesn't make sense that you don't give him the respect of saying, listen, I know you've already done so much for me. This is what we need. I totally understand if you can't help. but this is where we're at. Where do can you I help start? Me come up with a plan? She's not an adult woman, and watching her just do this is just so fucking cringe.
First of all, I am an adult woman. I'm 29 years old.
Yeah, and that's sad that you're talking like that.
Well, I'm an adult.
And expecting them to support you.
But, so like my wedding, can you like help pay for that? Oh my God, just come out with it. You loser. Your parents have money. You're used to asking them for it. Stop pretending.
He's also
you have
like
any shame.
Libby and her sisters. Very much the same vibe.
Who?
Libby. Andre and Libby.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Her dad, like, you know, he's like, he's not surprised that she's asking at all. You know, like, which is what he's like, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I figure she's going to ask that because she doesn't have money. And so we know what the fuck is in front of her. But he just, I don't really know. You know, I don't know about Kobe. You know, I'm just worried. And he says, like, you know, you seem like you're worried about a time frame. It's like, Dad, this is a 90-day fiance.
Have you not seen the giant stickers and all of the sweatshirts on all of the camera people?
Right. Oh, my gosh. So then, you know, her mom is like, you know, you had a worrisome interchange with each other the other day. And he's like, huh? What? Who happened? What? Are you, huh? She's like, Dad, it was handled. And he, like, she mentions that, like, what happened. She's like, I guess I was talking to him and then he told me to shut the fuck up or telling him what to do. I don't know. Maybe I was like bossing him around. I don't know. It's fine. It's done. He's like, what? He said, shut the fuck up. Oh boy. This is a real one-sided portrayal depiction of what happened. But, oh, that can't happen, honey. That can't be normal.
I have to say, though, if you were the parents and you heard that story and one of you was present for it, you'd be like, this is fucked up because you don't have anything else to balance it out because you do not
100%.
Know
100%. No, that's what I'm
saying. And like, that is what they kept saying over and over again. Like, we don't know this guy. Like, he seems real nice. We do not know him.
We just don't know him.
We know from watching the video that she was trying to direct him on how to scoop shit in the most degrading way ever. When it really wasn't something that required instructions and he fucking snapped. And yeah, he said something he didn't mean, but there certainly was no background provided.
The dad's like, yeah, what you don't know is actually right before I was watching it back, right before he said it, I said, shut the fuck up as I was watching it. And it read my mind. I don't know. I just don't know him. But hey, Kobe, hey, come on down, man. Can I buy you a beer? Why don't you come down to my man cave where I will grab a lukewarm beer from underneath a cupboard underneath a countertop. I don't know if you saw that. He didn't pull out some cold brews from the refrigerator. Her dad just opened up a cupboard. And he was like, here you go. Here's
that's
a Sam Adams
the
that
beer.
Twists off or whatever.
You know what I mean? That's where
say
he
what?
Keeps the poison beer. The poison beer, so you can start to slowly
been like,
poison
yo,
Kobe.
This like, is like warm. What
can
the
we,
fuck is this?
Can we drink something that I see you get out of the fridge and drink from the same thing as me out of? That would be really sweet. God.
So here's this room temperature fucking brew, and I'm gonna give you the third fucking degree. Okay, so. You know, what's going on, blah, 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 whatever. It's nonsense. He's basically just trying to, at the end of the day, he's trying to figure out what the fuck, what his plan is, like how they are going to be independent.
And he's like, what's your plan? And then Kobe's like, I did not think this was going to be the first thing he said.
Yeah.
In response to that question, which is that, well, Emily thinks that I could do modeling again.
Yeah. Yo,
Salina, Kansas.
But then he said, look, but then he said, I know that's not going to happen here because it's not big. So that isn't a great option. But also, you know, Emily said you were an architect or whatever, and you had like a business. And, you know, like I used to do some civil engineering. And so, like, you know, maybe I could just take over the family business.
So many Kobe. Of these people do not know
Kobe,
how
man.
Not to go from 0 to 100 real
Kobe.
Quick.
Kobe, my man. Kobe, my man. No. Don't. No. What did she tell you? Because I can also I could also see Emily being like, and I don't know, like, my dad is like an architect business. Like, you know, like, you could just like run that. Like, I don't know what he's going to do with it. Like, you should just take over that. And then like, you can have that as your job. And then like, we can have like a nice place. That sounds like that kind of kid thinking, you know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah, my dad will just have to my dad will give you that. What the fuck? It's wild. So then he's just sort of like, that's a no for me, dog.
But just real quickly, even though I have already expressed the no, could you just tell me like, oh, what's your civil engineering degree from? Like, and where is it from?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I graduated from high school. Can right. I still take over your company?
No. Because it's not just like a thing where like, you're like, hi, this is the boss. No, you can't. Bye. And then you're like, where's my lunch? Bring it in now. And then you smoke a cigar.
Okay, that's ridiculous. I didn't think that's what it was like. You also get a secretary that you have sex with. So
right, like the movies. Hello.
I've seen Mad Men. I think yeah. I know a little bit about pretending to be a civil engineer
yeah.
at your fiance's dad's company.
So then, you know, then he's like, David's like, look, it's a lot of school and it's a lot of money, you know, just so you know. And that's a whole other track, but that doesn't seem realistic. And then he's like, well, you know, I got like $4,000. Maybe that'll help. And David is like, man, I'm going to be real. That is not a lot of money. That will like last you a couple months. And then he's like deflated.
That made me so sad.
Yeah, he really.
Because it's so hard to save up $4,000.
Yeah. Fucking anywhere. Like, and you're doing some shit like, in his mind, he's like, man, I could.
He said it's a year. He's right. Almost yeah. a year we could live on it, he said.
Man, that's when I was like, oh, that's so fucked up. And like, Emily, what did you say to him? Like, what? I'm also curious. I mean, he's an adult. He should know what the fuck he's getting into. But also, like, it's clearly that your entry point into the U.S. is someone living in a fantasy game called The Sims. And they have infinite money. So they're like, yeah, I don't know. Fine. Like, great. Now buy me a ring. What the heck's the deal? Which makes sense now because she has no idea what anything costs or is. And this guy's over here like, that's a lot of money. And your dad just said that wouldn't even get me through like half of a fucking year. And David, he's like, hey, let's make a plan, you know, because we need to figure this out because basically my daughter is totally dependent and we're not really good at, you know, like setting boundaries. So we just encouraged her to the point that she doesn't have much ability to be independent. So that's on you, man. So let's figure out how to get this thing done. Sort of like what David's energy is.
How bad is your communication with the person that is moving to another country for you that they literally don't know the cost of living and how far the money that they're saving to come over is?
Mm-hmm.
She's just such a little, like, completely spoiled little brat. It's just so...
Yeah.
So lucky to have the safety net of your parents to, like, make these kind of mistakes because some people don't have that.
To not be the privilege of being that useless. I mean, it's not even a privilege. It's a fucking curse. But my God,
it is a curse.
Like you don't even live on Earth when you're like, I don't know. Like you just go there. Like dad pays for like, oh my God.
That's yeah.
not Earth. That's not how people get down at all. And it makes sense why people who live like that like have to be around other people who are like that because it's just like, I don't know, what am I going to do? Like acknowledge the difficulty of living in planet Earth? All right. Anyway, so good luck to them. Let's move on to Patrick and Thais. They were having cold showers. And yeah, John, hey, Patrick, I called the plumber. And now no more cold showers. All right. All right, I'll see you later. You know, is Thais pissed, bro? What's going on there?
I have to tell you, every single fucking episode, I forget Patrick's name. And I write Thais in question mark, and then I end up filling it in later when John says it or something.
Yeah, fully. It's, I mean, I remember last, Last week, I thought his name was John.
Me too.
And I was like, no, that's the brother. That's right. I just hear that name more, and it's more consequential than...
And he's much more memorable because he's a colorful alcoholic, whereas Patrick is just the guy that thinks he's a nice guy, but is actually as much of like a misogynist or a shitty person as John. Mm-hmm. Is just underneath. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, on top, I'll learn Portuguese for you and go to Portugal a bunch of times. But underneath, actually, what I'll do is make out with a girl at a party and then keep in touch with her the entire time we're dating and tell her that I miss her 6 months into our relationship and that I want to have dinner with her.
Exactly. And also, we didn't even fuck, okay? We just kissed because I was so drunk I couldn't get hard. So I'm basically a saint.
That is exactly how you put it.
It really was. Because like, sir, he's like,
yeah, I mean, I didn't fuck floppy. Because it was floppy.
What the fuck? Are you... But whatever, Thais, get your new iPhone. You know what I mean?
But you can't track him anymore. That's the deal.
That's the deal. So they go on a date. He's like, here's a gift. She's like, ah, it's a cat. It's like, nah, it's some lingerie. And then he's like, but here's the real gift, a brand new iPhone. And she's like, oh, I see you, you clever fucker. Because then if I have this, I can't track you with my other phone. And he's like, well, okay, then don't use it then. If you don't like it, I'll take it back to the store. Whatever you want to do. Let me know right now. Answer right now. We could do this. And she's like, no. Okay, fine. Fuck. Okay, you got me, motherfucker, with this one. And then I'm just like, wow, here they go. Like, maybe just have a fucking conversation first rather than being like, here's your new iPhone so you can't do the other thing anymore. Okay, is that okay? Like, I trade off. Here's this thing. I'm floppy. But you could have just said, hey, how about you stop fucking tracking me? I feel like maybe I have your trust. And if not, then I guess he has to work on that. But anyway, that's what he did. He was bad because he was still getting floppy with some other woman.
This episode made me totally like revise my opinion of what I thought was going on in this relationship. Because at first I was like, oh, he's just like a dumbass who's just like, I want a Brazilian model and I'm a meathead and this is going to work out and whatever. And I don't care about, you know, anything other than she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right about that. But he's also his brother, John. So basically he's like, yeah, I'm still going to be partying and trying to get mine. I'm just going to see him on top of it. Like, I'm like, chill. And like, I really want this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's the worst kind of guy where he's like, I'm a nice guy. I'm a fucking nice guy.
Yeah. I mean, look, the jig is up when you just said I was drunk and floppy.
No one asked you. You didn't have to say
that's
that.
That's not useful information unless you're saying your intent was to not be floppy.
You're so bad at you being didn't a have cheater.
You didn't want a floppy disk. You wanted a hard disk. And you couldn't get there. Why, my honor? My honor, I just want to point out, my honor, that this fucking loser her. Okay.
Yes,
and I hate to use such flagrant terminology and provocative language in her, I'm sorry, my honor's court.
My honor, you know, that's the kind of language that I prefer. Please go on, my honor.
My honor, Patrick's dumbass, when he was trying to say, oh, look, yeah, we didn't hook up, we kissed. Oh, what does that mean to you? I just kissed, okay? And plus, I was drunk and floppy, so nothing was going to happen. My honor, I believe that he's saying that his intent was to be intercourseful with this person.
Yes, my honor, I believe he intended to be unfloppy. And then he was floppified.
Floppified, my honor. Floppified.
He was not coerced into this admission. Is that correct, my honor?
My honor, this fucking... he just fucking said that shit out of nowhere.
So he just volunteered that information.
Yeah, no, he just said that shit. Yeah.
Okay, well, as you know, he's convicted. He has been canceled,
okay,
my honor.
Good to see you, my honor. See you later.
He's stationed. I mean, he's sentenced to, you know.
Whatever.
I'm not going to say how long in Cancelvania because it is to be determined by his future behavior. But
Hey, my honor. Hey,
she's there right now, my honor.
Hey, let's go smoke really quick, man.
This is my honor.
All right, let's go, my honor.
All right. Yeah, my honor.
Adjourned, my honor. Later, fool. So then later on, they get home and John's like, hey, we're going to have a party. All right. You guys ready?
Surprise. I didn't tell you about it because you guys are lames. You would have stopped me from getting all the strange
fucking squares. You know what I mean? I'm going to have, we're going to get so much freaking Chick-fil-A in here. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wacky. There's going to be so much Chick-fil-A. You never even seen it. You're going to be like, what is this? Freaking Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
And it's not.
You have a smell how Chick-fil-A, smell commingles with a bunch of vanilla raspberry scents of some co-eds that you invited.
Mm-hmm.
That's what right mm-hmm. there they call ambrosia.
Exactly, bro.
Thais.
And
translated for Thais. How you say it in Portuguese?
Hey, Thais, how you say Portuguese? Chick-fil-A is the friggin' best you could ever eat.
Hey, if you're having a party. How do you say I love a double stuffed breast, Thais? How do you say that in Portuguese?
That's not even a Chick-fil-A.
Nah. That's when I put one Chick-fil-A patty inside another.
It's sick, bro. You should see it. It's freaking hot, bro. I'll show you. Wagner's gonna get here with the Chick-fil-A. Wagner!
You ever seen anybody make a bun out of the waffle fries they glued together with the ketchup? Oh. Well, you're about to see it tonight. Happy housewarming, Thais.
Oh, you're going to love it. So much Chick-fil-A. You're going to love it. Okay, why does he keep talking about Chick-fil-A being here?
You ever heard of a little thing called sponsorship, Thais?
Yeah, you ever heard of that? Oh, my gosh. I love that Chick-fil-A is actually doing everything they can to contribute to the community in positive ways. And their sauces are second to none. You should stop into your local Chick-fil-A or order on your app for quicker service.
And wait, hold on. For our Gaylord community, please stop in and get the prize sandwich. It's got lettuce on it because, as we know, vegetables are gay. Please enjoy exactly. your month. Chick-fil-A.
There you go.
Chick-fil-A. Gays aren't gross.
Chick-fil-A. My cousin's one of them. It's fine. Whatever.
Chick-fil-A. Now with strawberry.
With strawberry. Oh, my God. So heavy Brian Chick-fil-A branded. I just added that. Tie-in to Chick-fil-A. I don't know why, but it felt like that's something he would be really into. So Wagner and his homies show up. They're the first to arrive with some half-drank cases of beer and seltzer and shit. They're like, what's up, bro? We're here, man. About warming party.
We just started in the car. So that is why there's only 2.5 beers.
Yeah, then there's like other people show up and whack. It's in a clearly produced bit where more women show up and it's like, Patrick, what are you doing? I'm gonna get in trouble with Thais. Whoa, it's like a sitcom. More girls, and the whole time she's like, "Can I talk to you real quick? I'm watching you,
okay?
Just so you know, I'm watching you." But, I see all these women here. I'm watching you. But you can literally be careful.
See me. Why is the location still on? We're both in the kitchen.
It's fine.
Mi amor.
I'm watching. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, amor. Okay?
Amor, fine. Why are you tracking me and you're sending me screenshots of the tracking? I don't understand what this is.
Amor, why are you sending me pictures of me, but you're like 2 feet away?
Like, amor, this is just me saying, amor, why are you tracking me from 2 seconds ago? You just sent me a video of me saying that.
Amor, I mean, what are you gonna do? Then when she talks to him, she's like, what are you doing? Why are you talking to him? He's like, look, they're all busted and I'm with you, you beautiful Brazilian woman.
They're all
okay.
Look, they're ugly, they're all ugly Americans and you're hot, so don't worry.
Look,
I love you.
How about it?
Just touch tongues.
I don't know how to else be show you a respect except to disrespect the other women. So now lick my mouth.
Women are shit. Put your tongue in my tongue.
Hey, they're fucking gross, babe. Let's suck tongues. That what the fuck was that? Or whatever. So anyway, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Let's move on to Guillermo and Cara.
There's literally nothing. It's
All
do
it
we want to have
is,
a big wedding or a little wedding? And she's like practical and he wants a big wedding. The end.
But she's like, do you know how much a wedding costs? He's like, well, I got $2,000. And she's like, okay, follow me to this fucking venue. That's like a vineyard. And he's like, oh my God, this place is beautiful. And she's like, just wait till this fool hears the fucking price. And he's like, when he saw they saw that one dining room, he's like, I almost cried. It was so beautiful. I was like, all right, Guillermo, you know what I mean? It's a crying king bonus. Get emotional about your wedding day. Okay, man, if you have to. But guess what? You're about to find out about the American wedding industry.
Ugh. He didn't know about big wedding. He did not know.
Oh, he didn't know about big wedding. Oh, you feel so bad, too. He came up here with it. He thought Black Serbs was about to pull off. Like,
he had
take off.
Stars in his eyes. And
pennies in his pocket.
He said, I will definitely cry a lot. Yeah. When we get married here. And what is so weedy to say that? I don't think I've ever heard a man give a fuck about a wedding venue out loud, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. Depends. I mean, I have, but not like.
I'm not saying it doesn't
TV
exist,
way.
But I'm saying like personally.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think I've only heard it once.
Was it you?
It was this show. I wish I was honest with myself enough to be able to express those kinds of things, but I'm not. So we heard, or not heard, we hear how much it's going to cost. And she's like, yeah, $7,500 on a loser day, $10,000 on the weekend. And he's like, okay. She's like, what's your budget? He's like, it's terrible. Never mind. We should go. We're going to go. Thank you.
I pictured the whole scene as a cartoon where when she said $7,500 and Kara goes, oh, what do you think? And then she looks and he's not there anymore because he's just bolted. Mm-hmm. You know, the cartoon, like, poof, it's just the little like smoke from him.
Right.
You know?
looking like time traveler's wife and shit. The clothes just go poof. It's like he's gone. Like, what the fuck? Oh yeah, yeah.
He's
he
like
know.
Fading out of there, like fucking Back to the Future about fat.
What's wrong? You said $10,000. Oh no! It's like, how does he have this special power? All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about Even Muhammad for like 2 seconds. All right, we'll be right back.
20 Day Fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Even Muhammad are our final couple, and they basically have the titular. They're the titular couple because he's like, why?
Titular giggity.
Yeah.
Did
you say
titular?
I had the titular role in Titty Bot. That's not a movie. Yeah,
I originated the term Titty Bot. And titular and titillating.
Titillating. Even Muhammad, though. They are so, they're like,
also super boring.
They're a disaster. Total disaster. The last episode, she was with Tatiana talking about, like, I don't know. I think I made a mistake. Like, yeah, you did.
You think?
Y'all shouldn't be together. And he's like, so, good morning, you told me you were going to be maybe 1 or 2 hours, and it was much more. Are you okay?
Good morning. I would have made coffee, but I did not know when you would wake up because you got in so late.
Yeah. I was worried about you.
You got in at, you're going to die o'clock.
Oh no. So she's like, look, here's the deal. I'm thinking a lot of stuff and I just feel like I can't be myself. I'm part of me is going to be extinguished. And he's like, your friends are poisoning the honey. And he thinks they are sabotaging the relationship, but like she's just realizing the situation she's in.
She's just
They're
realizing that she got dickmatized.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now she took your virginity. But you are a person that is so different from her that there's no way this could possibly work. And she's realizing, uh-oh, snap.
Yeah.
I already know it's not even the 90
can't
days.
Can't you see this got you not wearing bikinis because you're dickmatized. Okay, mm-hmm. Shout out to I think that was the Notorious B.I.G. But yeah, this is going nowhere fast, and he's really in his mind. He's like, I showed you who I was many times in my hometown. She's like, that was on vacation.
You visited me 4 times. How dare you not change everything about yourself and your life for me?
So you don't want to punctuate yourself for anyone. Well, I don't expect her to convert, but I do expect her to respect my culture.
But also, she went to the mosque 1 time, and I do expect her to convert.
Either way, what he's demanding is subordination. So that's whatever language he wants to couch it in. It's that being with me means you listen to what I say. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense, actually.
Wow. You don't remember when we were, like, in my hometown and, like, that woman was talking and I just kept rolling my eyes?
And just gesturing.
And doing the thing like this. Like
crazy.
Uh-oh, you know, really probably. And you said to keep stopping. That's who I am. That's what I think. Look how you got me talking. So... yeah, they're not. She needs to run for her life.
I summed up the entire segment as boring ass argument. I'm Muslim. I'm not. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, to ad infinitum.
We don't need all that a million times in a row.
Well, that's going to do it for us. That's a wrap. Change your name to Saran because it's a wrap, as G-Dep said. You can basically say thank you. No, that's what we're saying to you for listening. And then you say you're welcome. Oh, thank you. No, you're welcome. It's fine. We love doing this. And please check us out everywhere at 420 Day Fiance, twitch.tv/420dayfiance, obviously, patreon.com/420dayfiance. We will have new ultimatum episodes coming up. Don't worry, they are coming. We haven't forgot, as well as 420dayfiance.com. Or you can find merch and other shit like that. What else? That's it, right?
I think I was going to say this. I'm going to be in New Orleans starting Wednesday from the 15th to the 21st.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
K-1s, if you want to tell me where to eat or drink,
mm-hmm.
or just see if you're around and we can maybe grab a drink with me and my bestie and whatever. Let me know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
holler.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, yes, there will be a super spreader soon. Probably at the end of this month, actually. Sometime after the 21st, that would probably be safe to say.
You think? I mean, right? I'm open for the K-1s.
Yeah.
I'm a 7-Eleven.
Let them know all day. Okay. So check me out, Sophia Alexandra at The Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A on Twitter and Instagram. You can also check out my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown with Courtney Kosak. I have an album that's a stand-up comedy album, which was number one, because that's how that shit works. And it's called Father's Day, which is about to come up. So it's an appropriate time to check it out. Fantastic bit of comedy.
And of course, as you know, I'm the dopest. I'm Miles. And check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And of course, I have some other really kick-ass podcasts. One, The Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
You fucking know it. You love it. It's with Jack O'Brien, various guests. Really? It's politics. It's current events. What doesn't it do? Okay. And then Mad Boosties.
Oh, shit.
Come on. Are you into basketball?
I don't know.
You are, and you, if you're not listening to Mad Boosties, you're going to be mad saddies. So fix it. Okay, I again am Miles Gray. Have a great
mad saddies and mad daddies on Daddy's Day. All right, y'all. We will catch you next time. Please be well, be good to yourselves. Love y'all. All right, bye.
Bye, meow meow.
Day Fiance.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.